Follow the yellow brick road.
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 There is no place like home, and there is no better place than your home. Dorothy was so right about that. There is no place like home. Welcome back to Midnight Movies. I'm your host, Sabrina Spicer. As I said earlier, Dorothy's words are very true. There is no place like home, so I went home. In this episode, I invite you to listen to a conversation I had with my mother about our favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz. So sit down, grab your popcorn, and enjoy the discussion between a mother and her daughter about the magical movie that brought them back to their childhood, back to their homes. There is no place like home.
Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Spicer. I am Sabrina's mother.
Okay, Mom. Can you tell me about your first time seeing The Wizard of Oz, like when you were little? What did you think of it when you first saw it?
I was excited when I first seen it.
Why?
Well, when you're 6 years old, first time seeing it, it was, oh my God, it was out of this world. I was 6 years old when I seen The Wizard of Oz for the first time. Mm-hmm. And we had a black and white TV. And when I seen it, The Wizard of Oz fixed everything the wizard did. And then, as I got older, my dad said it comes in color.
Oh.
And we still had a black and white TV, and my grandmother got a color TV. Mm-hmm. So when it came on next, we went to her house, and we sat there and seen it. And when it came in the color, it was so pretty. But I was 6 years old. Then it was 2 years later when I got to see it in color.
Mm.
It was black and white in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then when the house landed on Kansas on the Witch, then it became in color.
What was your favorite character?
On Dorothy.
Dorothy. Why? You don't know? Just liked her pigtails?
No, I didn't like her pigtails.
Did you know in the
movie? She's the one that went to the Land of Oz.
Yeah.
With Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she wanted to get home after she was in the Land of Oz with all the munchkins, and she had to go to see the wizard because she wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And she had these magic shoes on, the red shoes the wizard told her.
Ruby.
The ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the bad witch wanted to take them off of her and cut them because there was a spell on them.
Did you know, do you remember the part where the witch is going to touch her slippers, the shoes?
Yes, I just said that.
Yes. When it hits her, the spikes, that's apple juice.
What do you mean it's
her
apple juice?
Her shoes squirted out apple juice, but they zoomed it up to look like fire.
Where'd you read this at?
It was on the website. It was somewhere online I read.
No, oh, because that didn't interest me. I didn't care. I mean,
oh my gosh. I thought it was interesting. I thought that was so cool that her slippers.
When I was a kid, I didn't have to worry about that. What came out of it, I thought it, you know, was electric. She got electrocuted.
It was supposed to actually be fire.
Well, it was something because it shocked her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'll get you, my pretty.
And there's, like, theories about Auntie M just wanting to kill herself, suicide.
Who?
Auntie M. Her aunt. Remember? She's like, oh, Auntie M. The woman, her aunt.
She didn't want to kill herself.
There's theories that it's about, like, suicide, and there's, like, deeper thought.
What movie are you on? Okay.
There's deeper thoughts in The Wizard of Oz. There's themes.
You asked me about my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Why are we going to these questions? Because
it's interesting.
Yeah, on your part, but I didn't need to know that.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I was a kid, so I still like it, so you can keep all your side effects and all that to yourself.
And do you know Merlin? You know Merlin?
No.
You know, he's the professor, Merlin. He's the guy that plays the wizard in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
He also is the professor in the beginning who, like, reads her crystal.
Yes, in the beginning, in the black and white part.
Yeah, he, on the side of his wagon, actually says he's a balloonist.
Yeah.
Whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because in the end of The Wizard of Oz, the wizard is a balloonist too. Like, you know, they go on the blimp or whatever it's called.
Yeah, because...
Isn't that funny?
He was not a real wizard. They said he was a wizard. And Toto ran in there when he was behind the curtain and pulled the curtain.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm the Great Oz. I am the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And here, he wasn't actually the wizard.
Well, he is the wizard. He's just not...
He's just not what?
He's not the scary, like... You know, he was trying to portray himself.
Yes, he was trying to be spooky.
Yeah.
The spooky wizard.
Yeah.
And that's when they said that he was not a spooky wizard.
I think Dorothy called him a coward or something.
Yeah. She probably did.
Because he went after, he was making fun of the lion, the tin man. And then Dorothy told him to stop. And that's when Toto ran behind the curtain.
Yeah. And then he said he would grant their wish when what? When they bring back what back?
The broomstick. Her broomstick. But yes. in the book,
yeah.
He wanted them to kill the witch and bring her head back.
Ew.
Yeah, in the book.
Why would a guy want to know that?
In the book.
I didn't read the book. I just watched the movie because.
The book that came out.
They threw water on her and then she melted.
Yeah, in the book.
That's when they got her bruised.
Did you know that Axeman was actually cursed by his axe and he chopped off his, like, limbs? Like, he chopped his hand off.
I'm trying to be the good part of The Wizard of Oz and you're trying to get all gory on The Wizard of Oz. I'm just
telling you interesting facts. Like, you don't think about... It was a book before a movie.
You're asking me about the... You're asking me about The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I was just telling you interesting facts I've learned while researching The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's good.
We actually read it in school, but I don't remember a single part of it.
Really?
Yeah, we read it in, like, elementary school. Which I don't understand why, because it was such
It's still my favorite movie as a kid growing up to this day.
Well, yeah. It's very what's that word called? Nostalgic?
I had it on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got it on DVD. Mm-hmm. I just bought me a new one because you took my Wizard of Oz tape.
I don't have it.
Where did you put it?
I don't have it.
Well, you took it. I
don't
gave it
remember
to you.
Taking it.
Yeah, because when I was getting rid of all my tapes.
Then
when you took The Wizard of Oz. Unless Brittany took it and hid it.
Why would she take it? She hated it.
Like, that's why she would take it, so.
And what, no throw it in the trash?
So no one would play it.
Wow.
I have a new one now. But yeah. My husband don't like it, so. Because obviously he didn't grow up watching The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Because, you know.
Do you think it's only for people who... were shown it as a child? Like, does your family remember?
Yes, all my family remembers it, because back in that day,
yeah.
Everybody watched The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you grew up respecting it and stuff, because it talked about courage, your brain,
your heart.
Yeah,
all just about friendship. And, like, remembering where you came from.
Yeah.
And also realizing that,
it's just a fun, exciting movie.
Yeah.
Dorothy got lost. The tornado storm was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the tornado came and whisked her away. And the Munchkins became her friend.
You love those Munchkins.
Yeah. They were. They stayed at the Lollipop Kids.
Oh, yeah, my God. The Lollipop them. Kids.
Yes.
Yeah, they were cute.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ballerina ones, too.
And then I grew up watching another movie, too. It stuck out in my brain, too.
What?
Cinderella.
We're not talking about Cinderella.
I know, but that was one of my childhood memories, too, watching in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It was on in live theater. Mm-hmm. So was it all?
I think Cinderella.
I think everybody should grow up and watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. I think people show Cinderella more than The Wizard of Oz. Why do you think that? I think it's just the Cinderella's so...
Try to be preppy.
Yeah, I guess so. Preppy.
Cinderella portray a
It's more of a, yeah, girly, like...
Mm-hmm. That's why you all should watch Annie and Cinderella.
We should watch Cinderella?
Because
it's preppy?
No, the original Cinderella.
Yeah, the older one.
Yeah, the older version. She did become preppy. They tried to make her when they... Well, that's in another interview. When you want to interview me for the next one. But it stuck out in my mind.
What stuck out to you?
The Wizard of Oz. I always remembered how many years later.
Yeah, you showed it to us.
Yeah, I got the tape for you. Wasn't that one of your favorite movies, Sabrina?
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid growing up?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked the movie a lot. It was great. Loved going to bed to it every night. Loved to make Brittany mad because she hated The Wizard of Oz.
I know. Could hear her crying, you know. I was in the living room. She goes, oh, Sabrina, do we have to watch this movie again? And Sabrina goes, yes, we have to keep on watching it. See, because The Wizard of Oz had an effect on you.
Yeah, because you liked it so much. I had to like it because Mommy liked it.
No, you liked it because you did like it.
Yeah, because you liked
it.
And
what was the favorite part of the movie you liked?
My favorite part is when the Scarecrow dances and sings his song, and the Tin Man, when he sings. They're my two favorite parts.
My favorite part is when they landed on the Wicked Witch of the West. That means she was gone. She was the bad witch.
Yeah, the bad witch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was bad. But there was still another witch in there.
The good witch.
No.
What are you talking about?
There was the West, the East, and the good witch. They landed on her sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you forget?
No.
And then the bad one came out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they killed her sister.
And then the Munchkins came out. That was my favorite part. When they were in the Land of Oz.
Did you know the Munchkins? They made less than the dog.
What do you mean they made less?
You know Toto?
Yeah.
He made more money than them.
What's this got to do with the movie?
I just thought it was funny.
No, I mean the money.
I just thought it was an interesting fact that the dog named Terry, his real name is Terry, made more money than Munchkins.
I was just mad they made a great movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah, but they were
Follow
underpaid.
Follow the yellow brick road.
They were...
Follow the yellow brick road. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard.
They
of
were
Oz.
Underpaid.
Well, a lot of them are underpaid.
They didn't even get recognition. They were just called the Munchkins.
Well, they did a good job for being underpaid in that movie. Yeah, because they left an impression on me. As a kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to be one of the Munchkins, the lollipop kids.
You like the lollipop kids?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mommy Spicer, for letting me interview you about The Wizard of Oz. So, appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Corey, for your little comment.
Go away.
Thanks for listening to Midnight Movies, and remember,
follow the yellow brick road.
What do you think The Wizard of Oz is about overall? What do you think? What is the goal of creating The Wizard of Oz? No clue? Corey Coleman, hello. Welcome to our interview. Do you have any thoughts, opinions, comments, concerns?
Go away.
All right. He does not want to be interviewed. I'll share. I think The Wizard of Oz has a deeper meaning. I think it's saying, stay home and never go outside. That's what I think it's saying.
Stay home and don't go outside?
Yep. That's
why?
I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's trying to tell you if you never leave home, you're never going to experience life or what cool adventures await you.
That's what the Wizard of Oz means?
Yeah, that's what I interpret it as. Why? Why are you looking at me like that? What do you think it's about?
Just the Wizard of Oz.
That's the one. It's about the Wizard of Oz. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
That's what it reminds me of. Just reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. What did I learn from it? Nothing.
Actually, you learned anything.
I didn't learn nothing from it. It's just a movie that stood out in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't like it? So.
We wish you something's up to Munchkin Land.
You're weird.
Oh my gosh.
What can you do for Munchkin Land?
You gonna call her weird?
No.
There's no place like home.